Blog Talk Radio.
Probably have to be like the best harmonizers in a group of all time. Do you agree with me, Jordy? What do you think? Aren't their harmonies just
no.
so tight? Why you say no?
No, I don't disagree. I'm not a Boyz II Men fan like that for real.
But aren't their voices like just come together so good? Like they're just a beautiful. I don't know.
Not for real.
Hater. I don't know not one group who harmonizes better than Boyz II Men, so shouts out to you, Boyz II Men. But welcome to Ignite at Night. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to us this Monday night. My name is Shalia.
Y'all already know who it is. I'm Jordan.
And welcome to day four of an Ignite at Night Christmas. We are the Innovation Crew. Today we have a special guest for you guys. The futuristic, probably most exciting cartoon show that we've seen in a long time, Urbanz, the creative Urbanz, is here. Joel, he's here, and he's going to tell us about Urbanz and all that good stuff. It's a pretty hot cartoon. I know you've seen it, Jordan. Isn't it, like, just hot? Like, the animation, everything.
When I saw the preview, I was like, whoa.
I know, it was like just crazy.
I had to hit him with that Drake woe. I had to hit him with that Drake woe.
Whoa there, yep. It's a great show, y'all gonna love it. But anyway, also, you guys, Shalee, your girl, has some exclusive information about the new Tupac movie, and I'm going to get into that later in the show. But anyway, a movie, the trailer for Star Trek and Beyond released today, and it is both Fast and Furious. It's the 13th film in the Star Trek film franchise and the third installment in the reboot series. It's scheduled to release July 22nd, 2016, and will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Star Trek franchise, which is incredible. So, 50 years of Star Trek, and this movie's going to finish it all up. It's starring Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Zoe Saldana, and Idris Elba. But, guys, I've actually never seen any Star Trek film. I feel bad. Have you seen any of them, Jordan?
No.
But, you know, I hear it's really, really good. Is it like, do you know if it's like Star Wars, Jordan, or what?
Is what like Star Wars?
Like Star Trek. Is it kind of like Star Wars, or is it its own different little thing?
To be honest, I can't tell you because I'm not really a Star Wars fan.
Oh, so you haven't seen either?
No. Like, I've seen Star Wars, but not the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was really great, so. And I heard about the new Star Wars has a lot of, like, black people in it, so people are really excited about that. So I just may need to check it out, you know?
I feel like if a movie is supposed to be an action movie, they need to have action from the beginning all the way through the end.
Yeah. That's a great thing. It's like, it's not too many action movies that are like that either. It's a few, but I totally get what you're saying. But I think this is more like a science fiction type stuff. It's not really action. But I heard it's really good, and it's the 50th anniversary, so may just need to check it out. The trailer seemed nice. But anyway, Jordan, what's going on in sports?
Oh, so, last week, Carmelo Anthony, he was complaining about his foul call, like the refs don't call it for him. I agree. Not just saying that because I'm a Knicks fan, but like when LeBron James go in and through the hole, they call his fouls or anybody else. But if it's Carmelo Anthony, he don't get them.
They do. That's true. I don't think that'd be fair sometimes. Do you think that a lot of the like players be paying off the refs? Do you agree in that, Jordan?
Like with sports, I think it do. I think it's all about the money. Like whoever team sell the most merchandise and stuff, that's the team they're gonna put in the finals. That's why I think the same thing. That's why I think that Alabama be cheating. Whoever team LeBron go to, he gonna cheat. They say the New England Patriots cheat, but I disagree with that. It's like whoever's making more money, whatever team making more money and selling more merchandise, they're going to put them in a Super Bowl or whatever finals.
And how did you come up with that concept? Did you just figure it out?
No. It came to me.
Well, yeah, look, Jordan been doing some research. But I do believe that's true. It's all about money nowadays, so they will definitely get who makes the most merchandise. But, you guys, I don't know how tired y'all are of hearing this, but a famous little love triangle is back at it again. And I'm not talking about Chris Brown, Karrueche, and Rihanna, which is probably our favorite, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
Don't talk about Rihanna. I get offended. Don't worry, Rihanna. I got you. I'm going to hold you down, Rihanna. Don't worry about it.
I'm not talking about Rihanna. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about Rihanna. So I love Rihanna. Don't do that. I really do love Rihanna. It's all good.
Why you saying her name?
I mean, why can I not say Rihanna's name?
Exactly. You trying to make it seem like you trying to make it seem like she still got something for Chris Brown when she don't. She just said they just friends.
I mean, they were a love triangle, Jordan, and you know it. At a point in time.
No. No.
They really were. And when he said he was in love with two women, that was very true. And you know it was, so that. You said what?
Rihanna was macking. I said, that's Chris Brown. I said, Rihanna was macking.
I mean, but she was a part of the love triangle. That's the point, Jordan. Speaking of Rihanna, if y'all didn't know, I'm sure y'all know she's going on tour, and I can't wait to see her. It's going to be the bomb. But anyway, back to the point. One of our famous love triangles are back at it, and I will give you a little hint. Here is a remake of the Christmas song by Usher and Justin Bieber.
Open fire, Jack Frost sniffing at you now. Yeah, yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey is a mistletoe.
Vanessa, that's her favorite cover of the song, so shout out to you, Vanessa. But anyway, will we, everyone, please welcome to the show the creator of Urban, Joe Villegas.
Hey guys, how are you?
What's up?
Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. That's great. Thank you very much.
Pronounce your last name right? Is it Villegas? Villegas?
Yeah, it's kind of complicated. It's Dos Reis Villegas. It comes from Portugal. It's kind of complicated. Yeah, it's complex. So let's say Joel. I think it's better.
Oh, that's cool. So you can speak Portuguese?
Yeah.
Say something
Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I'm Portuguese from my father and French from my mom. So I'm sorry with if I have the French accent. It's like that, you know.
I like it.
I actually wanted to study abroad there, so
that'll be nice, hopefully. But yeah, thank you so much for being on the show with us to talk about new series Urban. It is so incredible, by the way.
Oh,
from,
thank you very much.
Will you tell everyone about Urbans, in your words?
So Urbans basically is a TV show that I'm creating and running with my partner Sebastian, because basically I created a company. We run a company called Steambot, and basically what we do at Steambot is that we do provide art for video games at first. And a few years ago, I wanted to go back to my roots because I used to be a 2D animator when I was living in France. Now I live in Canada for the last 10 years. And basically, I wanted to do something really personal, really close to my my first love, which are hip-hop and urban universe. I don't know if you're familiar with my urban art in general, but when you see urbans, when you see my background, it makes totally sense. So I wanted to do something really personal, go back to traditional animation. So basically I'm doing a TV show for 16 plus. And we did start a Kickstarter campaign a year ago, and we succeeded, and we did produce the pilot.
Great. So how did you come up with the name Urban?
Wow, it's kind of pretty simple. In fact, he had like many names. The first name was a Hip-Hopology, and then Hip-Hopology. I wanted to keep something urban and from the first term of hip-hop and urban in the name. And I thought that urbans was nice because it was the perfect blend between urban and dance. And because it's about dance as well. Like the show is not based on dance itself. But Urbans, it's like pretty simple to pronunciate for everyone.
What made you want to do an animated series with hip hop vibes and electronical influence?
Yeah, exactly. Hip hop, because basically I'm a big fan of hip hop music. I was listening in West Coast for years, but it's not only that. The thing is, now we are living in a period in a society where everything is blended. So now hip hop is mixed up with electronic music. So I try as much as possible to keep the essence of what I like into hip hop and bringing into like more acid neon colors into the show. So it's a perfect blend of my two loves, science fiction and hip hop in general.
Wait, for this animated series, action series, what's the message you're trying to say, you're trying to bring in?
The message itself?
Yes, for the animated
series. What is the question?
Series. What is the message you're trying to share?
Yeah, I would like to do a TV series because basically TV series are viral. I'm more inspired into Japanese animation to do this series. Basically, it's a show talking about difference between guys and girls. We're talking about the gender war. So basically, it's taking place in a big city equivalent to Montreal or New York City. And basically, it's the war between guys and girls because of a genetic virus infecting the whole population. I know the plot sounds like really dramatic, but in opposition to that, people, you know, like young people, they do party hard, they have fun, you know, to be able to forget, you know, that life is not easy in this world. So basically, they will party, they will do a lot of cool things, and basically, you're living the life of young people that they will get together, and basically, it's a kind of Romeo and Juliet. I know that it sounds a bit awkward, but the lookalike stop there. But yeah, it's talking about difference of people and being united around fighting adversity.
All right, out of all the characters in the TV series, who's your favorite, and who do you think the viewers would like the most?
I think it's Amy. Amy is the most badass girl I think we've designed for the show. Amy is the leader of the Deadly Eves gang. Basically, she's a real tomboy, and no guy can cross the enemy line, basically, because if you do, she will kick your ass like crazy. Kenzel is the main hero of the TV show. He's more feminine, kind of, you know, like metrosexual. And Lucia will be the girl. Basically, they will fall in love. Even if Lucia, she's in relation with Sam, another girl. She's not sure about her, you know, her sexual, not sexual, but her heart orientation, because basically in this world, sex is prohibited. So, like that being said, but she's like bouncing between Sam and this guy, you know, I think people like all the characters, but basically the mediators are cool too. This guy, like the big villain, it's the police. In fact, the equivalent of the police in Urban. But people really like Amy.
So, did you yourself come up with the concept of the characters? Like, did you sit down with people and say, I want this character to be like this? Or how did the characters come about? Did you come up with it yourself, or did you have other people to help you plan it out?
Yeah, nice question. Basically, the character design is something... Okay, first, character design is my job. You know, I'm a character designer for video games and movies. This is my job, my everyday job. And designing a character gives a lot of pain, because basically you have to go back to the essence, the root of your character. So at first, the first design of Kenzel that I did was like I don't know, like too colorful. It was like going all the directions. So I had to show the design to Sebastian and also Florent Ogi is a French artist working with me on the design. So basically, I was like doing a design and showing to him, and said, no, it's still too complicated. So yeah, we had to do like a lot of back and forth to keep a lot of drawing line on the characters, but try to reduce as much as possible to be able to redraw the characters when we animate, because that's the challenge. So it took like probably a year to develop like 15 character design, like waiting, you know, just taking some distance and going back on the design. It took a year.
Oh, okay.
How long does it take to make anime series? Like, do y'all have it all planned out?
Yeah, no, but the thing is, it's my first TV series. So I know that it's complicated. It's my first experience, and it's funny. I was talking about that with a friend of me called Lushan Thomas. I don't know if you know Lushan Thomas. He's a creator as well, as an animation creator. He did work on and the Boondocks TV series, and we were talking about that, because basically he's doing the same thing as me. Except that he's like more like far ahead than me in this process, but it takes years. First thing for us was like to do this pilot, and then now we are in discussion to do the series. But if we do it properly, to answer your question, about season one, it should take like 2 years to do it. Everything is written, like the scripts and everything.
Okay.
should take 2 years to produce the like 10 episodes of 22 minutes.
Okay. So who are some of your favorite hip-hop and electronic music artists, since that is, it plays a big role in this series? So who are some of your favorite artists that you like?
Wow, this is a big question. And I know I will, like, first I will think, I will sound like old-fashioned. But for me, still, Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre are still the best. You know, I'm more like fan into West Coast music. For instance, NW, DJ Quick, I don't know if you know these guys, Second to None, Da Dog Pound. You know, I'm from the 1998, 1996 years, you know, and Biggie for me as well, pretty down into Biggie. Electronic music, a lot of electronic music. Right now, I can say that I'm listening more and more like Book of Shade. I don't know if you know these guys from Germany, I guess. Mount Kimby, Justice from France. These guys are really inspiring. A lot of different kind of electro, like from Boys Noize Records. All the artists they have at Boys Noize are pretty down into my taste. And we had the chance to work with Pled. And I have to tell you that, guys, but Pled is a band from UK. They do like electronic music like crazy. They did this beautiful soundtrack for this Japanese anime called Black and White, I think, in English. And in fact, in Japanese, it's Tekkonkin Kurito. And this anime was done by Studio 4C. And the music was so beautiful that I just by chance, you know, decided to send an email. And this guy said, okay, why not? Let's work together. And they did a beautiful work on the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Since we talk about music, what you think about the music in this generation?
Music, you know, it's something contextual. The thing is, I totally get that sometimes music has to be a bit off, you know, like that it doesn't take too much on the visual, like to support the visual. Me, I decided to do the opposite. It's like the music is contextual. When you look at the pilot, like Kendall has the headphones on his head, you know, and basically the music that you're listening is not the music contextual like in the background. It's the music that Kendall is listening. So for me, music has to be related to the context, to what's happening on the show. For instance, if you take like a Black Dynamite or Samurai Champloo, I don't know if you know this Japanese anime from I don't remember the name exactly of the director, but it was like I think Wu-Tang Clan was behind, like RZA, you know, it was like doing the music of an Afro Samurai as well. So these kinds of anime, it's my cup of tea, to be honest with you.
Okay. Now, how does it feel to have such a huge fan base for this project already? Because, like, me and Jordan, we are really, really excited. So, and I've seen a lot of people very, very excited.
Yeah.
So how does that feel to have such a great fan base for this project?
Wow. Yeah, it feels good. I don't know if the fan base is as big than that. For me, it's difficult to gauge, you know, because basically I'm doing my stuff and sometimes I go on social network and I see. But yeah, I think the phenomenon around Urban is growing more and more. And it started at first like being just a dream, you know, like and having fun, you know, doing what I wanted to do. But now it seems that, yeah, people really want that like bad, you know, badly. And I just realized that when we did the Kickstarter and we raised the goal and even like going above, you know. And that was pretty cool. So, in fact, I have a kind of duty. We have to do it. We have to do it nicely. We have to listen to people. So it feels good. It feels good. But still there, you know, there's a lot of work to do to do the show.
Okay. Have you all talked with any networks about having the show on their networks?
So we are entering into confidence. We are in discussion right now about the TV series, but not only that, you know, we are starting the production of 2 video games in January. So in a couple of weeks right now from there, 2 video games. One game will be, I think it will be a trading card game like a Hearthstone from Blizzard. And the other one will be a dance battle, but the two games will be linked together. So basically, if you unlock something into a game, it will have some effect on the other one. So these two video games will be in production between Belgium and Canada, between Steambot and Fishing Cactus, the video game developer in Belgium. It will be on PC and mobile, I guess. And beside that, about the series itself, about the about Urbans, we are talking about feature film on theater. So discussions are on.
Wow,
yeah, it's Urbans is going to be everywhere.
And lastly,
yes, like
what
to.
Is the future of Urbans?
The future of Urbans, I hope, will be like a big franchise, like 2 video games started. A feature film on theater in a row, and of course the series itself. The series is something that we want to produce mostly in Japan and continue to work with Yapiko Animation. They did all the animations for our pilot in Japan, so that was a great experience. But not only that, you know, we have the idea to do comic books, to do even like a clothing brand, you know, like Litech. I don't know if you pay attention on Kenzo's sneakers he has on his feet, but he does this brand, you know, called Litech. So we want to create a whole lineup of products around Urbans and make it like if Urbans is part of your life. You see what I mean? Like Kenzo is living for real with Lesia and Amy. For me, I don't see Urbans like a standalone thing. I want like Urbans being viral and as crazy that I have in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing. I honestly do, like, just looking at the fashion and everything, I see all of that happening, so I'm really looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We're really honored. We love your show. Just incredible, everything about it. How can people maybe email or contact you guys if they have any questions about the show or if they want to know how they maybe can help out with it?
Yeah, sure. Everybody can contact me. If you want guys to contact me, don't hesitate to send an email to contact Steambot Studios in one word with an S at contact at Steambot Studios, or just go on steambot.ca. Steambot.ca, you will find our contact, and you can request everything you want. And just last thing to tell you guys is that the Urbans art book is for sale starting today. So as well, if you go on Steambot.ca, you will see the Urbans art book for sale.
All right, well, hey guys. Well, we thank you again. We are so ready and excited for the Urbans takeover.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You too, guys. Thank you. Bye.
All right, Jordan.
I'm really excited about this, Jordan. Like, I'm so ready for this to come out. Like, seriously. When you look at it, it's just so incredible. Looks like we're going to be taken to another world or something. But, yeah. Anyway, you guys, I have some news about that love triangle again that we've all been wanting to hear about. So before I get into that, here is Sheridan Christmas by Ashanti. that song, Sharing Christmas by Ashanti. So let's just go ahead and get into it all, Jordan. You know about the infamous love triangle with Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, and Niall. And Jordan, aren't you one of the people who claimed that there was nothing going on between Selena Gomez and Niall? Well, yeah. So, anyway. This is what happened. He told Entertainment Tonight at Jingle Ball, oh my gosh, no. She was asked about if she was dating Niall, and she told ET at Jingle Ball, oh my gosh, no, I love him. I always have. He's amazing. And yesterday, One Direction gave their last performance on the X Factor before their hiatus. You guys are their one before your hiatus. And Selena Gomez was there. And coincidentally, she used her 5-day break from Jingle Ball to be with Niall. That says a little something right there. And she got her makeup done backstage by Louis Tomlinson's half-sister Lottie. And you know Louis is in the group of One Direction. And Selena Gomez and Niall were photographed leaving the UK. After party for the X Factor at the Audition Hotel in London. That is more than enough information about them dating, if you ask me. So basically, you know, they were together.
Everybody knows a turkey
It's from one to nine.